Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. With all the trouble in the world, some people like to safely observe other people in danger as a kind of catharsis. Since we only got three new movies about people putting themselves in danger. There's an opiate addict at a Christmas party, a quake spotter in Oslo, and an alcoholic blues singer in a bar.
You say such lovely words to me. Hear your voice inside the wind.
Blaze, directed by Ethan Hawke. It's the 1970s in the Deep South. Blaze Foley, played by Ben Dickey, is a hefty bearded Texan from San Antone, living in an artsy hippie commune. That's where he meets a beautiful woman with kinky hair named Sybil Rosen, played by Alia Shawkat. He's a musician and a raconteur. She's a writer and aspiring actress. The two of them decide to shack up together in a treehouse for some sweet summer lovin'. When they're not in bed, they're singing songs to each other. But Sybil sees something more. Blaze, she says, Blaze, you gotta go to Austin to make it big. Blaze says, I don't want to be a star. I want to be a legend. But he agrees to tour blues bars while she works as a waitress. Problem is, when he's lonely, he drinks. He's a booze hound. And when he drinks, he gets angry. When he gets angry, he gets in fights. Not a good career move for a budding musician. Can their relationship survive? And will people ever get to hear his music? Blaze is a meandering music biopic about a musician you probably never heard of. It jumps back and forth over a 20-year period, tracing his highs and lows, mainly the lows. And there's lots of footage of the actor in blues bars at small concerts. His story is narrated by Town Van Zandt, played by Charlie Sexton, recalling Blaze's life and his music. He was actually dead by age 40, but now, 30 years later, maybe he'll finally get a listen to. So this movie sounds super depressing, but it's not. It's actually a really gentle, pleasant movie. And you know why? It's mainly because of the music, the folk, the blues, the country music that never stops for almost the whole 2 hours. Lots of plucking of guitars and Ben Dickey's sweet voice. Alia sings too, so do all the other actors. Okay, it's a bit too long and the story isn't that interesting, but it doesn't matter. If you go to feel this movie, not to think about this movie, I think you just might like it. Ben is Back, written and directed by Peter Hedges. Holly, played by Julia Roberts, is happily married to her second husband, played by Courtney B. Vance, and fond of her the three kids who live at home. She's preparing for Christmas, trimming the tree, wrapping the presents, but then a surprise visitor shows up. It's Ben, played by Lucas Hedges, the director's son, the eldest from her first marriage, the return of the prodigal son. She loves him dearly, but he also makes her nervous. He's an addict and he's supposed to be at rehab, but she welcomes him for dinner after carefully hiding all the prescription drugs, money, and valuable jewelry. She loves him, but everyone knows addicts lie, cheat, and steal. The boy can't help it. But maybe this time is different. He's been clean for 80 days now and he promises he won't do anything bad to hurt his family. He seems back to normal. But when Ben is back, all his history, his baggage, all his friends and enemies are there with him, metaphorically. And some of them, literally. When they go to his sister Ivy's Christmas pageant, they come back to a burglarized home. And Ben's pet has been dognapped. So, whodunit? It's up to Ben to visit all the ghosts of his past, the people he stole from, families of overdose victims, druggies, dealers, gangsters, until he can find the one with his dog. But his mom won't let him do it alone. She'll stick by his side until he's safe again. Will they find that dog or die in trying? Okay, Ben is Back is an example of this creepily popular new genre, addiction movies. And like most of them, it's not actually about the addicts. It's about the harm they bring to their parents and the lovers. This one shows both sides. The recent Beautiful Boy is a good example of that. It should have been called Dithering Dad. So anyway, so the story kept me interested, but the movie as a whole was felt moralistic and also grueling. Well, how come moviegoers are forced to sit through yet another reenactment of a 12-step meeting? Ugh, that's not entertainment. And as if that's not enough, you also have to sit through an interminable Christmas show. Equal doses of saccharin and grime? No thanks. The Quake, directed by Jan Andreas Andersen. Okay, it's present-day Norway, and gaunt, bearded Christian, played by Christopher Joner, lives in the picturesque, fjord-filled town of Geiranger. I'm going to pronounce all the Norwegian wrong, sorry. 3 years ago, a deadly tsunami swept through there, but Christian managed to save many people, including his wife Idun, played by Andal Torp, son Sondre, played by Jonas Hoff Oftebro, and his darling daughter Julia, played by Edith Hagenrud Sande. He's a national hero, but also a broken man. Far away from his family, he moved to Oslo. Why? Because Christian hears tremors everywhere. He's in a constant state of panic, just waiting for the next earthquake. He's perfect for an emergency, but unfit to be a normal husband and father. But his panic starts to really escalate when a series of clues, like unexplained scientific seismic data, a collapsing tunnel, and he sees rats running away. All this tells him the next earthquake is coming to Oslo. He has to get there fast and warn his family and everyone else. Has Christian gone bananas, or is he right? Well, The Quake is a disaster movie, so of course he's right. Once the tremors start, the real action begins, mainly in a glass and steel high-rise in downtown Oslo, where somehow Dad, Mom, little Julia, and Marit, a woman helping Christian find the truth, all end up there at the very top of a skyscraper just when the earthquake hits. Who will survive? So The Quake is a terrific disaster flick, mainly because the characters are interesting enough to care about, and the special effects are amazing. You really feel like you're hanging onto wires in a deep elevator shaft, or you're sliding toward the edge of the skyscraper as it begins to lean over. The director of this movie is actually a cinematographer, so it's very visual. Aerial views, long tunnels, fjords, collapsing buildings, stuff like that. I had to watch it on a computer screen, but if you want to get the real feeling of it, you should try seeing a theater with a big screen and loud speakers. Ben is back, Blaze, and The Quake, all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.